The U.S. Court of Appeals is considering Attorney General Curtis Hill's request for a stay on the operations of a South Bend clinic. Hill's request for a stay was denied by a federal district court on June 7th. The Attorney General's office claims the clinic, Whole Woman's Health, is missing a required license from the Indiana State Department of Health. Hill cites safety concerns for patients as his reason for requesting the stay, according to a press release. The Whole Woman's Health Clinic sees this as an instance of prohibitive legislation meant to withhold women's access to abortions, according to their website. South Bend Mayor and presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg called Attorney General Hill's actions politically motivated in comments made to local news. The legal battle over the clinic began in January 2018, when Whole Woman's Health was denied the required license. Whole Woman's Health founder and CEO, Amy Hagstrom Miller, told local news this was the first instance of a license denial in the organization's 16-year history. The clinic filed a lawsuit against the state of Indiana in a federal district court. On May 31st, the court ruled that the clinic could open without the license. Attorney General Hill appealed this decision to the U.S. Court of Appeals on June 2nd. The court will hear this appeal on July 11th. Hill also filed a motion for a stay on the opening of the clinic until this appeal could be considered. This motion was denied on June 7th. The clinic will see its first patients this week. For WFHB, I'm Macy Evans.